Do you see the same doctor every time you need to see a doctor?
No.
Why?
I don't really choose the doctors that I see. I just see anyone that's available. But if I have a specific appointment with a particular one, I go there and I ask for them.
So there's some doctors you prefer more than others?
No. I know a lot of people have that feeling that, okay, they want to see some particular doctors, but I don't. Yeah. If you're qualified to see me, I see you.
Do you see the same doctor every time you need to see a doctor?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because my parents are doctors, so I see them every day.
No, I don't see the same doctor every time.
Why is that?
Because I don't visit mostly to the hospital because I'm physically fit right now. But to my knowledge, I never saw the same doctor. I don't have any reason to say.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just habit, yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Why is that?
Because they know you better, I guess, your medical conditions and stuff.
Well, pretty much if you go like the same doctor, they know about you, they know about everything about you. So if you go different doctor, they need to look after your background and everything. So, which is pretty good if you go the same doctor.
Not really.
Do you have a regular doctor you see anytime you're sick or need a checkup? I don't. I just Google whoever's nearby. Should you be sticking to the same doctor? Is it better for your health? That's what Michael Wright is trying to find out.
I'm Michael Wright. I'm a PhD student at the Centre for Health Economics Research and Evaluation at UTS.
So, Michael, should people stick with the one doctor?
It depends. I think that's actually been the basis of my PhD thesis, is trying to understand, is there a benefit from going to the same doctor or going to the same practice for that matter? Because in Australia, you can do either. You can go and see as many GPs as you like or as many practices as you like. And I'm trying to understand, is in that system, what might be the most effective and probably the most cost-effective way to get your healthcare.
And as a medical doctor yourself, you used to be a GP. Did you prefer seeing regular people?
Yeah, look, it probably started my interest in this because I sort of know from working as a GP, I tend to prefer to see people who I've seen before. Well, almost everyone. But then I find that after I've seen people a couple of times, you feel a bit more comfortable with them. And I kind of feel like I do a better job. But what I don't know, and probably what most health systems don't know, is does it make any difference? Like the fact that I feel a bit better about it, does it actually make any difference to health outcomes for people?
So far, what have been some of the benefits you've found of having the same doctor?
I've found that there are increased rates of having health screening, having pap smears to detect cervical cancer, and also having mammograms to detect breast cancer. And that potentially that is going to lead to improved health outcomes, but that research is sort of still ongoing. This idea is what they call it, continuity of care. And the idea is that it's care that you get that extends beyond one illness. So say that you've just got a cold and you might go to the doctor once. The idea of continuity of care is that after you've had that one illness, you might go back to the same doctor. What it means is that it considers both the relationship that you might develop. So you trust the doctor, you believe what they say, and you might be more likely to follow recommendations. But it's also the information sharing. So I understand you as, you know, and you understand me a bit more if I've got your records. And all of those things probably make our decision making better. And other people have found that, but people haven't looked at it in the Australian setting and looked at this idea of continuity of care with a practice. Increasingly, people are getting continuity around a practice. So practices have gotten bigger over the last 10 years, and sometimes it's hard to see the same doctor. But at least if you go back to the same practice, they've got your records and they can look at the information that has been taken down before. And so what I've done is I've had a large group of people and I've categorised them according to whether they've got this continuity of care with a GP, continuity of care with a practice, or whether they've got reduced continuity. And what I've found is that people who have GP continuity or practice continuity are more likely to have those screening tests.
You talk about going to the same medical practice and how that's a benefit because they have your records and things like that. As the, you know, health system gets more and more digitalized, won't that sort of be redundant and everyone can have everybody's files?
If you would have asked me that question about 10 or 15 years ago, I would have said yes, but in truth it hasn't changed. So we every practice has its own medical records. You don't share your records with anyone else or any other practice. And with confidentiality concerns, I think everyone's pretty cautious about, you know, uploading their medical records to the cloud. So until we've got greater confidence in that kind of thing, then I think we probably will be limited to having continuity around a practice.
So you say that women you found were more likely to get regular screening tests, like preventative tests, when they saw a regular doctor. What sort of health benefit does that have then for them?
Well, I think, say, particularly, say, for having mammograms, like the idea of if you have mammograms to detect breast cancer, by engaging in that process, you're more likely to pick up something earlier and at a stage that might be more available to be treated. Now, I haven't been able to analyse sort of longer-term health outcomes about that, but that would be an idea for future research.
And have you found that those patients do prefer to see the same doctor?
Yeah, and so this is probably the bit of research that was around before I've started, and the studies are fairly consistent and show that people who have a regular GP or a regular practice are more satisfied with their care. And they also find that doctors working who have regular patients are also more satisfied. And that's been my experience.
And how are you hoping to see this research applied?
It does have policy implications, fairly wide-reaching, because we're not restricted in how we seek care in Australia. And what I'm finding with my results is that there probably is a benefit from encouraging people to either have GP or practice continuity. But anything that encourages that might limit the freedom of choice that we've got at the moment. And so it's going to be a balance between trying to encourage people to follow the care that is most likely to benefit them, but without limiting their access, because the access which we have now is one of the sort of great advantages of the Australian health system.